May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 20. Number 20. Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God he was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. Hymn number 20.
Thank you.
Let us read from Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honour, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under. Blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
Most merciful and gracious God, do help us now, dear Lord, to approach unto thee in prayer. Oh, we do thank thee that there is the throne of grace, that there is the door of mercy. And oh, as we venture into thy house, Lord, we pray for the divine influence of thy blessed Holy Spirit, that we may worship thee in prayer and in real praise. And as we come, we would thank thee for thy sparing mercies, thy goodness to us in spite of all our sin, our unbelief. And oh, we do pray, dear Lord, thou wilt give us a truly thankful heart. May we be as a dear Jacob of old when he said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And as Jacob said, Lord, I am not worthy of the least of the Lord's mercy or of his truth. May we have the religion of dear David, Lord, and two of Jacob, and be found in that narrow way. May we be truly taught of thee, born of the Spirit, and desire those real spiritual blessings that are in heavenly places. We pray, dear Lord, for thee to blot out our many, many sins. We much to mourn over, dear Lord, and much to confess before thee. Oh, we pray that thou wilt help us to plead for mercy. And may we know and feel and taste that sweet mercy, Lord, thou dost bestow upon thy people. The mercy that has brought us again, mercy that is transportingly sweet. We pray to be washed and cleansed in thy precious blood. And oh, we know its sweet cleansing power and the sweet peace of Calvary that fill our soul. Oh, may we prove what the dear hymn writer said continually. This glorious man, thy peace shall be. And as we come to this sacred season of the year, dear Lord, to celebrate thy birth, we pray that we may know a little of what the wise men experienced when they came and worshipped thee. May we be blessed with that light worship. And Lord, may we know the blessings that those dear souls such as Simeon and Anna of old knew, and have a glimpse by faith of a precious Jesus. And may we have the sweet assurance, dear Lord, that it's come to suffer, to bleed, to die for us, that each may say for me. And oh, may it please thee, dear Lord, to assure us that thou didst suffer, bleed and die for us each person, and that thou art ours and that we are thine. And oh, do come, Lord, and calm the hearts of thy troubled people, those that have many burdens, to help them, Lord, to cast them all upon thee. May they know thy sweet upholding grace and that supporting grace to support them under each heavy load. And, O Lord, may it please thee to apply thy precious blood to each sin-sick soul. And may we, dear Lord, ever be looking unto thee. Oh, do give us that faith, Lord, that we may ever be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray for those in affliction's pathway. Lord, many are laid aside at this time. Now it's those that are affected by the plague in the land, and we pray that thou wilt speak through it, that many may yet fear thy holy name. O Lord, may it please thee to grant that needed healing and restoring to those unable to be with us even this evening. Visit them where they are. And grant, Lord, thy presence to be known and felt both here within these walls and too in our hearts, Lord, and in the homes of those that are listening in. May thy blessing descend, Lord. We may prove this to be thy divine appointment and not just man's arrangement. And oh, may thy smile rest upon thy people, and those who are walking in correction and the difficult, trying things, Lord, to undertake for them. May they be enabled to cast all their cares and burdens into thy blessed hands. And do grant comfort to those that are bereaved, Lord. We think of our dear brother here and his great loss, his dear family too. That thou wilt sanctify it all, Lord. And the prayers of dear Lydia yet be heard and answered. May there be, Lord, that real fruit to follow. We pray that thou wilt be with the dear children, the dear young people, to preserve and keep them, Lord, and may they each be brought to know thee in early days. May there be raised up a seed here that shall serve thee, and a generation to call thee the Redeemer blessed. And hear the prayers that are put up for them, and bless thee the Sabbath school, Lord, and help the dear teachers in their labour of love. And may they have those sweet rewards from thyself. Lord, we do thank thee for safe deliverance, dear Lord, to Corinne and Jonathan, and we pray that thou wilt bless the dear babe, and may she be raised up to be a real Ruth in Zion, Lord. And may they be upheld and abundantly blessed as a little family, and be able to praise and bless thy holy name. And others, Lord, with their little ones, do undertake for them, the dear mothers in the caring of them. And Lord, we pray that there may be many throughout Zion brought to fear thy holy name. And Lord, we do thank thee for those sweet encouragements, Lord, throughout Zion. And thou knowest, Lord, the joy there has been in this sanctuary, and we pray that thou wilt yet to work through thy servants and through the reading and preaching of thy word, that there may be yet others constrained to follow thee. For thou hast said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Nor may there yet be the sound of abundance of rain throughout Zion and among thy people here and in our own flock at home. And we pray that thou wilt work and encourage thy servants and grant them those souls to their higher and seals to their ministry. And dear Lord, do in mercy appear in this nation. We beg of thee to open the blind eyes of our leaders and rulers and bring them to look to thee and to seek thy face over the affairs of this land. May we as a nation, Lord, be brought to humble repentance before thee and to seek for thy appearing, that thou wilt once again bring this beloved land to serve thee and to seek thee and to honour thee. And do preserve to us thy holy day and holy word, the privileges we're so favoured with in being able to gather in thy courts. And dear Lord, we pray that thy name may be honoured and glorified. Do be with us through this service, dear Lord, and grant that help in pulpit, in desk and in pew. And may there be that sweet flowing together to the goodness of the Lord. Help the deacons and give them that wisdom and grace they need. Now we would praise thee for all thy many mercies. We seek thy divine help as we turn to thy holy word. Who pour in that we may pour out. And grant that needed help in hearing. May thy word be applied with divine power. Leave us not, nor forsake us, O God of our salvation. Who make up where we so fail and forgive what we've uttered amiss, so we would fall into thy kind arms, sink or swim. We ask it for Jesus' sake.
Amen. In 117, 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. Hymn 117.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to the chapter we read together, the book of Genesis, chapter 49, and the 10th verse. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 10. The sceptre shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, and verse 10. The sceptre shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. This is a very sacred and blessed chapter, beloved friends, where dear Father Israel called all his sons to his bedside to bless them before the Lord took him home to glory. And there was a special blessing for two particularly, firstly Judah, and secondly of Joseph. And they were to be two of the most favoured tribes of all the sons of dear Father Israel. And our text is found in the blessing of Judah. And if you look right through God's holy word, the tribe of Judah were wonderfully favoured with the Lord's blessing, with his presence, and the wonderful assurances of the Lord in blessing and being with him. And that tribe was so favoured. And we find that even when Moses blessed the 12 tribes before the Lord took him home to glory, there was a wonderful blessing for Judah. And we read in Deuteronomy 33, and this is the blessing of Judah, and it was a fourfold blessing. And he said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies." And then if you go into Matthew, the glorious coming of the dear Lord Jesus that our text speaks of, when Herod had heard the words of the wise men, he inquired of the scribes where Christ should be born. And we read, "And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." And then go into the book of the Revelations, and we read concerning the dear Lord Jesus being the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So this was a favoured tribe. And this blessing in our text is part of what the Lord spoke through Father Israel to Judah. It was really the last part that the Lord seemed to drop into my heart to bring before you this evening, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. But let us just look at a few things concerning it. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. That was to be wonderfully fulfilled. You see, the scepter was like a rod or a staff that was to remain among the tribe of Judah right up until the coming of the Lord Jesus, of correction and of power, and the Lord was to wonderfully be with the tribe right through all those generations. And the lawgiver, nor the lawgiver from between his feet. The lawgiver was the ruler. And we find in all these things, it speaks so much of the dear Lord Jesus. This scepter, one who was in supreme power, one who had dominion over the enemies and the tribes, one that could correct them and chasten them in times of backsliding and wandering. And this promise was to be fulfilled right up until the coming of the Lord Jesus. And then we find, until Shiloh come. This is one of the beautiful names given by the Lord throughout his word to the dear Lord Jesus. Shiloh. And we think of many that were blessed at Shiloh. And many we think of that were wonderfully blessed under the glorious ministry of the heavenly Shiloh, the Lord Jesus himself. You know, when you look throughout the Old Testament, there's some very beautiful promises, isn't there, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus. And our text is one of them. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. And you know, if you look through the history of the tribe and throughout God's word, that scepter did not depart, not until Christ came. It's a wonderful thing that was, wasn't it? All those generations. The promise was to stand. What God has said will never be moved. What he has said will be brought to fruition. And the same applies, poor soul, in your poor heart and mind. If he's given you a word of promise, that will stand when everything else fails. And sometimes that's the only thing you've got to hold on to, isn't it? In times of great trial and distress. Nor the lawgiver, the ruler. We sing, don't we? Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise. Oh, think of that glorious lawgiver, the Lord himself. And how the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law in every jot and tittle. Oh, he did. Though the children of Israel, and it's right we should ever remember it and keep it as the Lord helps us, the holy law of God, We fall continually, but the dear Redeemer, you see, he came to fulfill that law in every jot and tittle. Oh, he did. Until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now, I want us help just to look a little briefly this evening because of the meeting to follow. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Firstly, when the dear Lord Jesus came into this earth, the people gathered to him. And who brought them? The Lord did himself. You think of the wise men, how they were directed to this heavenly Shiloh, the Lord Jesus, and how the Lord put in their hearts the desire, didn't they? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Beautiful desire that is, isn't it? And you look through the holy word of God and you'll find it was not only in those wise men, but it was found in Job. In all his trial and all his trouble, and those of you that may have things that burden you and trouble you this evening, you think of the dear man, but in it all, what did he say? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, a precious Jesus, that I might come even to his seat. Is that your desire tonight? The spouse had it in the Song of Solomon when she went out into the streets and lanes of the city. What did she say? Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? She couldn't rest until she found him, could she? The wise men couldn't. Nor could dear Simeon and Anna. The Lord promised them they would be gathered to him. And you know, the Lord can gather in this dark and solemn day his dear people from the world. Oh, he can. They may be running as far as sheep can run from the Lord today, but you know, the Lord can gather them. Oh, he can. You think how a hen, we read it in the Word of God, gathers her chicks under her wings, doesn't she? So the Lord will gather his dear people. What did he say? I will bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I will bring them, one of a city and two of a family. I will bring them to Zion. He will gather them, you see. It's a wonderful experience, gathering, isn't it? Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Not unto themselves or to please any man, but unto him, a precious Jesus, shall the gathering of the people be. You think how he gathered Saul of Tarsus. And look how he gathered the dear woman of Samaria. Look how he gathered the dying thief in the last moments of his life. When you think of gathering, and I hadn't thought of it before regarding this text, but you know, like when you're gathering fruit, you have to be careful how you gather it. But when you gather corn, like the husbandman goes forth and puts the combine in this present day, it's a severe process because there's a separation between the chaff and the a wheat or barley or oats or whatever it may be, and it all has to be separated. A gathering, you know, is a wonderful time. The husbandman waits long to gather the precious fruits of the earth, the word of God tells us. But, you know, it's a searching time. And, oh, it may be there are those that the Lord gathers gently, like he did more with Lydia, and like he did use severe means with the jailer, didn't he? Unto him, it shall be all unto him, shall the gathering of the people be. He means, really, putting it simply, that he must have the preeminence. He must be glorified. He must be honoured. He must be praised. All unto him. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And oh may, in this dark and solemn day, with the plagues in the land, may the Lord be pleased, if it's his holy will, to gather in his dead elect from the four winds of the earth he's promised to us. And then there's a gathering into the house of God. You know, we come and go week by week, Sunday by Sunday, or Lord's Day by Lord's Day. But how often have you been really gathered by the Lord? You felt him to bring you into the sanctuary. Why? That he might be made precious to you. That he might be glorified. That he might be the one thing that's needful to you. You know, you can be in a sanctuary, and I think of a dear friend of mine, I believe he's now in heaven, that used to be at Lakeneath. He said to me once, you know, he sat in the gallery, he said, I like to sit there, because he said, all I can see is the minister. But he said, I hope there have been a few times where, he said, I haven't just seen the minister. Everything else has been removed, and all I've seen is Jesus only. He knew what it was to be gathered that he might have a glimpse by faith of a precious Jesus. He knew what it was to be gathered into the house of God to hear the Lord's voice. And when that is so, you see, and when we have a glimpse by faith of the dear Redeemer, it's all unto this blessed Shiloh, the Lord Jesus, shall the gathering of the people be. He must have the preeminence. The apostle said, didn't he, that in all things he might have the preeminence. I remember the late Mr. Percy Labour that was at Rotherfield. Of course, the dear man in his latter years was blind and he knew not who there was in the congregation. But he went to preach at one of our chapels. And there were 300 people there to hear him. And at the close of the service, the deacon said to him, Mr. Labour, did you know you preached to 300 tonight? He said, there may have been 300 here, but he said, I preached to 3. And they said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, the Lord showed me as I preached there were 3 souls the Lord was feeding and abundantly blessing. He said he showed them to them. He couldn't see them naturally, but the Lord revealed it. He said there were three that went home with the blessing. See how close it comes. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when you sat in the house of God. It may be in a full chapel, excuse me, and you felt as though the only one there, receiving the blessing, the Lord pouring out his word, his promises into your poor heart. Then you know you've been gathered. Unto him, that blessed Shiloh, the Lord Jesus, shall the gathering of the people be. Look at the certainty there is in this word. It's unto him. And oh, how humbling it is when you come and you feel the Lord has gathered you in to hear maybe a precious word preached to your soul. You think of those that went to hear the Saviour. Let us be very clear. Never man preached like that man. Oh no. You look at the sermons we are favoured to read in Matthew and the other Gospels of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. And those that gathered, we know some came out of curiosity. There's no doubt some came just to hear him. But how many the Lord blessed under that ministry. And think of our Apostle Paul, the places the Lord sent him to minister. And oh, the blessing that descended through his ministry. And you think how many gathered when he healed the sick. And when he how many were gathered when he cast the devils out. And of many. And how many were gathered when he spoke to them words of sweet encouragement. They could fall down and worship him, couldn't they? We're told in the Word of God, before honour is humility. And how many times has the Lord humbled you, and then he so honoured you? It's all unto him, you see. The praise belongs. Not unto us, O God, not unto us, but unto thy great name be honour and glory and praise. So he says here, the sceptre shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And then unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And oh, what a time it was. You think of why he came. To rescue wretched, ruined man. To blot out the sin of his dear bride, his church. He came to shed his precious blood. He came to make a way of blessed access unto God the Father in and through a precious Jesus. But what did he say? And it's a sweet word really, isn't it? I am the way, the truth and the life. And you know, if the Lord speak that to your poor soul, you'll know what it is to give him all the praise. It's unto him shall the gathering of the people be. But then I just want to hint at another gathering. You think of the joy there was after the resurrection when those dear disciples were gathered together in that upper room. And Jesus himself came in the midst. You know, when the Lord comes into the midst of the assembly, maybe, might be so in Swavesey and at home or throughout Zion, he comes in the midst. You know what it is to feel and to know in your poor soul his sweet presence. What does the hymn writer say? The season will be sweet if Jesus be but there. And oh, you can sit there knowing his sweet presence with you. And it melts the hardest marble of your poor heart, doesn't it? Humbles you in the dust. And what is the effect in your poor heart? It goes out in praise and gratitude to the Lord. Lord, why me? Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Gathered, you say, by the Lord. But I wanted to look too, not only at those dear disciples in there, it was what he spoke to them too. You know, it's one thing, and that's sacred, to feel and know the sweet presence of the Lord like the two that journeyed to Emmaus did. Their gathering as they journeyed was never to be forgotten. They said, didn't they, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? But oh, to hear what he said to those dear disciples. Peace be unto you. We find in Isaiah's prophecy that blessed catalogue of the glorious names given to the dear Redeemer. And one of them was this, wasn't it? The Prince of Peace. Oh, I love that couplet. I often quote it. And when I do, it softens my heart to think of it. This glorious man, thy peace shall be. You know, if you're in the midst of trouble and midst of distress, poor soul, and there seems no peace, and the Lord speak that word to you, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. What'll be the effect? All the distress and sorrow will be gone. Peace be unto you. That's how he spoke to them. He came to bring peace to their souls. That peace which the Apostle Paul spoke of, which passeth all understanding. But then, another sweet gathering is when he gathers his people into the church. You think of the day of Pentecost. How he gathered them from all those tribes, didn't he? Into that church on the day of Pentecost. He used the dear Apostle Peter's ministry, it is true. He was just, as Mr. Gascoigne used to say, the pipes that the gold and oil flows through. And that's what the servants of God should be. Just the pipes that the gold and oil flow through. And you look how the Lord gathered them, those 3,000. and brought them to humble repentance and then to be baptized in his name. Oh, it's sweet, you know, when the Lord gathers them. It's like the fruit or the corn. It cannot gather itself, can it? It's the work of the husbandman to gather it. And the heavenly husbandman will gather in those that he blesses and loves with an everlasting love into his church. Oh, yes. I remember I had a dear lady, she's now, I believe, in glory at the Dickham, many, several years ago now. And the Lord spoke to her these words, "I have loved thee well, my child." Do you desire that? "Oh, I have loved thee well, my child." And she said it was just as though the Lord came down and he stood there, right, holding her by the hand and said, "I've loved thee well, my child." And she was so filled with the love of Christ that all she wanted to do was follow him. He used that to gather her, you see. Oh, yes. I remember a sweet token and blessing I had in when I was exercised about following the Lord. The dear servant of God came with that word in Acts chapter 2. I've never forgot it, you know. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized." And you know, my poor soul was in on the reach, longing for the Lord to come and to confirm that in my soul. And you know, when the Lord does, your soul gladly receives it. Oh, yes. Heavenly token, you see, of his everlasting love. And I remember sitting there in the house of God and my poor heart went out in praise to the dear Redeemer that he gathered me to hear it. "Unto him shall the gathering of the people be." And you think of dear Lydia when the Lord opened her heart. I tried to preach from it at the baptizing the other week at home. It's a beautiful word, isn't it, where he opened her heart that she might attend unto those things spoken by Paul. He opened her heart to receive the blessing, opened her heart to receive the word which he spoke to her. It fell on good ground. And the fruit was manifested, you see. And may that be a sweet encouragement to your poor heart tonight, those that may be exercised, you see. You're not gathering yourself, and man's not gathering you. The Lord is gathering you. You want to be among his people. You think of dear Ruth, how the Lord gathered her out of Moab and put her among his people. "Thy people," she says to Naomi, "shall be my people, and thy God my God." She didn't want any other, did she? It was all unto him shall the gathering of the people be. To the heavenly Boaz, the heavenly Shiloh. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And I'll just be brief. There are many other gatherings which I could, if time allowed, name, but I just want to name this. The day had come with you with me when we shall have to be gathered from this earth. This is not your home, poor soul. We sing, don't we? We've no abiding city here. And what does the Lord do? He comes and he gathers his people home to himself, to be with him forever. You experienced it here. He has gathered them. And there's a set time, you see, when he will gather his dear children. As he gathers them from the world in his appointed time. And he gathers them to worship him. And he gathers them into the church. And he gathers them to receive those heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus. The time will come when he will gather them home to glory. What for? To join the everlasting song and crown him, Lord of all. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a church meeting after this service, and Mr. Field is again expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Adrian Pickett next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1095. 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? Hymn 1095.
Thank you.
everything thy pure eyes have seen and means. Do bless thy own word. May we not leave it all on the chapel doorstep, but may there be a little of the bite. Do be with us now in the meeting to follow. Bless each of the dear friends. And may the grace of the dear Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.